About 27 people have been arrested following last week's clashes at Namo and Tidongo in the Upper East region. The regional minister, Mark Wuyongo, who disclosed this to Radio Ghana, said the police have started screening those arrested. He said those found culpable will be taken to court. According to him, the place is calm with economic activities going on. He spoke to Yahya Kwamua.
Last week, RegSec took a trip to the area where we had the clashes, that is Namologo and Tindongo. We were there to see things for ourselves. We saw the burnt houses and even where the people were slaughtered. We went in there and we saw that even goats and fowls were also slaughtered, and they had littered the whole place with the slaughtered goats and the fowls. The men especially had deserted the village. It was only the women who were standing in front of the houses when we got there. We tried to see if we could get a few men to talk to. Unfortunately, they had all fled into the bush. We waited for the tension to reduce. We will invite both leaders of the Tindongo and then Namologo to a meeting, and we'll try to let them smoke the peace pipe. But so far, 26 people have been arrested, and the screening is ongoing. Those who are found culpable will definitely be law, but the situation is under control now.
You said 27 people have been arrested. Is it from both sides of the conflict?
It's from both sides, but unfortunately a lot of them come from one side because the other side had fled. The Namologo people, they had fled into the bush, so the police were unable to get many of them. But they have names of people they are looking for, and I'm sure at the end of the day, they will also be apprehended.
So security is beefed up in the area?
Yes, we have the military, we have the police, but like I said, tension has died down and life is returning to normal.
So what of economic activities and school? Are people going to their farms?
Yes, the children go to school. It's just that farming activities have been affected because the people have fled into the bush. So farming is suffering as a result of that. But the women are there. The women are busy working on the farm.
The Upper East Regional Minister, Mark Wuyongo.